En het is zojuist bekend geworden dat de jonge Zwitserse dirigent Lorenzo Viotti de nieuwe chef wordt van het Nederlands Philharmonisch Orkest en van de Nationale Opera. Hij volgt daarmee dus Mark Albrecht op. Overigens is Viotti geen onbekende in Nederland. In 2014 maakte hij zijn debuut bij het Orkest van het Oosten. 2 jaar later in 2016 bij het Koninklijk Concertgebouworkest, toen hij inviel voor dirigent Frans Welser-Meust. Hij is de zoon van Marcello Viotti. Opera is hem van kinds af aan, denk ik, bijgebracht. Lorenzo Viotti, a warm welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Congratulations to your new position in this dual position as chief conductor of the Netherlands Philharmonic and chief conductor of the National Opera.
Thank you very much. I'm very, very excited.
Are you looking forward to reside in Amsterdam? Do you like the city?
Yeah. As I said, I'm very excited to start working here, but also to start living here. It's going to be my first home since a very, very long time because I've been traveling a lot. So, yeah, the excitement is really big.
So it's time to land in the city.
It's time to land somewhere, and Amsterdam is going to be the somewhere.
How did opera come to you? From childhood, through your father?
From my family in general. Both my parents were musicians, and we grew up into a very musical family where, of course, opera played a big role, but also other type of music. And this is our luck with my siblings, is that we are passionate about all kind of music, not only classical, but of course, like a lot of time during the day, we were listening to classical music at home. So yeah, I grew up in a way in a theater.
Niet alleen vanwege zijn vader, maar zijn beide ouders waren zijn muzikus. En de kinderen hebben allemaal grote liefde ontwikkeld voor de muziek. Niet alleen klassieke muziek, maar we zijn wel dag in dag uit omgeven geweest door klassieke muziek en opgegroeid in het theater. Now, this position in Amsterdam is quite unique because you have a dual position, conducting symphonic repertoire at the Concertgebouw, predominantly, and conducting operas in the Pit. Are you looking forward to that dual position?
Especially, yes. As you said, it's unique, and as a conductor, is an extraordinary chance to develop your instrument in both institution, and both institution can actually learn a lot from each other. So I always thought like an orchestra who can play opera and symphonic is just one of the greatest instruments ever. Because of the flexibility, because they have the capacity of just reacting very fast acoustically wise or about others. So yeah, that was also a main part of my decision, that I could work on both aspects.
And you have experience in both fields. You have conducted, for instance, the Philharmonic Orchestra of La Scala.
Yes. Yeah, I really wanted to parallel to develop my career, my musical way in both institution. So opera, 3 productions a year, and the rest symphonic. And since I started, yeah.
Now Hartmut Hentgen and Mark Albrecht have excelled and excel in Richard Strauss and Gustav the Richard Wagner operas. Can we expect with you a similar repertoire, or maybe a more Mediterranean look, maybe more Italian operas?
You can expect many things, because I will, of course, explore a different type of repertoire. But it's not because I'm Italian and French that I will only do that. I will, of course, play Strauss, play Wagner, play Korngold, Pfitzner, many different repertoire. There is not, and I don't want to concentrate on one thing. I think it's what is healthy for an orchestra is actually the diversity of all those type of composers.
Yeah, but what you're dreaming of in the realm of Italian and French music, opera-wise?
What I'm dreaming of?
Mm-hmm. What you'd like to do?
Oh, well, unfortunately, almost everything. But we're going to start the first season, now I can say, because we said it before as well, with a big Verdi and a big Puccini opera. So that's going to be, for me, my goal for the first season at the opera.
And French repertoire, maybe?
Oh, yes, of course. But that is the surprise. I cannot reveal everything.
Oh, okay, that's right. Always surprises and secrets. Then finally, Holland is a country with a Bruckner and a Mahler tradition at the Concertgebouw. Not only the Concertgebouw Orchestra, but also the Netherlands Philharmonic Orchestra. They've done a lot of this Germanic repertoire. Are you interested in that as well?
Of course. Since I started, I never focused on one. I have the chance that, of course, because of my nationality, French and Italian language are in my blood. So, of course, that gives me an easier approach to this kind of repertoire. But also, I start my musical education in Vienna for 4 years, and I studied also in Germany 2 years. I played with Viennese orchestra. I sung in Germany. So this repertoire is also part of my DNA, and it's extremely important as well in my musical development.
Lorenzo Viotti, congratulations on your new position in Amsterdam.
Thank you very much.
And good luck finding an apartment in the city.
Yes, I know. I will start now.
Not easy. Okay, yes. Talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Lorenzo Viotti. Die droom van allerhande repertoire, van het grote repertoire Strauss en Wagner, maar ook Pfitzner en Korngold. Daar heb je al twee hele specifieke componisten uit de Duits-Oostenrijkse traditie. Hij gaat Verdi en Puccini doen komend seizoen bij de Nationale Opera. En ja, hij gaat niets, zelfs geen tipje van de sluier oplichten, zijn dromen over Franse muziek, Frans repertoire. Hij heeft Frans, Zwitsers, Italiaanse achtergrond. Dus dat is duidelijk een zuidelijke inslag bij hem in borst. Maar ik heb in Wenen gestudeerd, ik heb in Duitsland gewerkt. Hij is een alleseter, dat merk je aan alles. Lorenzo Viotti, 29 jaar jong. De nieuwe chef-dirigent van het Nederlands Philharmonisch Orkest en de Nationale Opera.